Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. Dominic Contronio is our Brewers Extra Innings host. He's on mountain time this morning, so be kind. He's up early giving us a little bit of love on this Tuesday. Dom, great to talk to you. Thanks for waking up early and doing the show.
All good, my guys. It's funny, actually. I'm doing it from a farm in New York City right now with Brian Anderson. So we're getting ready to do some television tonight for TBS. But I was watching every pitch from the air yesterday. It was a heck of a...
Oh, so you're on Eastern. You slept in.
Yeah. So
oh, you should be thanking me then.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, right.
Holy cow.
Good for you. Hey, Dom, I wanted to ask you, because I was, you know, it was weekend where you're talking about baseball, talking to a lot of Brewers fans this weekend.
Happy Brewers fans, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and I hate to be a doomsayer, but look, you know, winning a couple games here and there just ain't going to get it done. The math is running out. You're going to have to go on a run here of, like, winning 8 of 10 pretty soon.
Yeah, and that's Crit Council believes that, too. After Sunday's game, I love his comments after that contest. Like, look, there's absolutely still time to make a run. That's what the Brewers have been lacking in this second half. Not since, you know, that first initial run when they came out of the gates white hot, you know, when they won five of their first seven games coming out of the break. And then, of course, the trade happens and they never really found their footing in the rest of August. So now that's clearly been flushed. It's time to hunker down and get going again, because you look at this upcoming schedule. Now, the Giants are playing better baseball as of late, and then you get the Reds this coming weekend. But there's something about the Brewers that just stepped themselves up against quality opponents, with the Cardinals, the Yankees, and the Mets being the next opponents after this Reds weekend. Maybe the Brewers can shock the world in that stretch, because the teams they're chasing also have some tough series to go through during that time. So it's they got some good news this weekend with the Phillies getting swept by the Giants. San Diego didn't figure out Arizona yesterday. So this is going to come down to the wire. I think buckle up, man. This is going all the way to the finish.
So, Dom, Adam McKelvey of MLB.com, he covers the Brewers about as close as anybody, wrote a really interesting piece in which he interviewed Lorenzo Cain that was posted yesterday and lowered some fascinating quotes in this thing. And one that jumped out to me was, I definitely think the boys can turn it around, but yeah, when you go through rough times, you need certain guys to keep going. I think that's one of the reasons it's been a struggle to get out of this funk. When you get rid of certain guys, when you start messing with the chemistry of the clubhouse, it affects everybody. It's happening right now. Hopefully they can turn it around, but you can see it's been weird. Something's off for sure. Do you still sense that the Brewers are trying to recover from the trade of Josh Hader?
I think they spent all of August trying to recover. But let's also be honest that, you know, it's a reliever, and one of the biggest problems for the Brewers has been the offense. And it's one thing to say, you know, yes, they've had a couple of games where the bullpen has blown up, but that's been like in the sixth and the seventh inning. It doesn't even get to Josh Hader in that scenario. So I look at the offense of being the inconsistent one, and that's where you go back to Locane, what he's talking about, the chemistry and the lack of feeling of good stuff. And there's a little bit of a funk, but I look at the veterans. Look, Willy Adames has been the captain of this team. He's the heartbeat of it. He talks to everybody. You know that. Everybody loves the guy. Brent Suter's been a guy that stepped forward with the pop a shot, trying to get guys more involved. Now they've got the Harley Davidson biker vest going on after the games too. They're getting a lot closer in that clubhouse here down the stretch, and that's the kind of stuff you want to read about this time of year, not the we walk into a clubhouse and it's dead silent and, you know, everyone's on their phones. Oh, there's guys putting. There's doing the pop a shot. They got a little chippo thing in there. So it's for a team that's two games back of a playoff spot, they certainly don't act like it these days in the clubhouse, which is exactly what you want to hear about.
Dom Contronio, you can hear him in Brewers Extra Innings every night after a ball game. Dom, thanks for the time this morning.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.